the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
We played the clip of the lady in the last segment who was telling her trashy tale about how her... Who was it? Her dad?
Her dad?
Married...
Her dad's... her mom passed away, so her dad married...
Her mom's sister.
Her aunt.
Her aunt.
Yeah, her mom's sister.
Yeah.
They together had... two children, a boy and a girl, who she refers to as her cousin brother and cousin sister.
Yes.
Brother cousin, sister cousin.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And then she got divorced from her father.
Mm-hmm.
Started dating a trashy man.
That was 7 years older than the cousin brother.
Yeah.
Pretty young.
And he then murdered her in a trailer and buried her in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. Pretty hot start. Yep. People are sending in their trashy stories. On the Straight Talk Hotline, 1-800-947-3979. Bonus points if you call. This one, we used to pick corn cobs and throw them at cars when they drove by. Yeah.
I don't know how, I mean, everyone threw snowballs at cars, corn cobs, and it's not that much different.
Corn cob, pretty big thump.
It's a little harder, yeah. I mean, unless you throw ice, that's different.
We would compress them like a solid block.
This is all stupid. Don't do any of this if you're young and listening to this. But we used to, my dad would have us rake the apples up from underneath the apple tree that grew in our yard. We had two of them. And if you mowed, it made a giant mess and everything. And then there'd be bees everywhere because it'd be a bunch of cut in half apples. Mm-hmm. So he'd make us rake them up. And a lot of times we'd take them back and throw them in the woods so deer would come out and you could see them from the house or whatever. But sometimes we would just dump them in the road and get them piled as high as they could. And we'd get so mad at drivers who had the audacity to slow down and go around the pile of apples.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you blaze through it so we can see it? What a bunch of dumb kids.
Boy, I bet they had no idea who put the apples there, too.
Not the kids sitting on the on the picnic table watching, eating apples.
Now, having been to your house, I think I was only there once, maybe twice. But I do have a fair recollection of it, and it was pretty wide open.
Yeah.
Where were your parents when you were making pyramids in front of your house? The road was very visible from your home.
Dad was at work, and Mom would have been in the house. And remember, like...
The kitchen faced back.
It did.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She didn't live in the kitchen. But from, like, where the chair was and stuff, she could see the road in front of the house. But we had basically 2 yards, because when they bought the property, there was a house.
Mm-hmm.
And then they built one on what, in a normal situation, would be another acre right next door. And then just kept the first 3/4 acre as a lot. Mm-hmm. So we would do it near the corner in front of the tool shed. Mm-hmm. So the only way you could see is if you put your face on the window and looked out.
Yeah.
We're just out there raking them up. I mean, sure, she might have looked out once she heard the horns or someone call us little effers or whatever might happen. But, you know,
whatever. Didn't you say that there were also a string of accidents right in front of your house?
Yeah, that was
caused by
related.
Apples.
No, not related. No. During one 365-day stretch, there were 3 car accidents on the corner. That greatly eliminated the number of games we would play near that intersection because of how it gave me nightmares and made me scared of the dark as a grown kid.
You think the accidents happened because people had driven by there and seen the apples and they were bracing?
Steve, I don't think there's any connection between any of my hijinks and ballyhoo to these accidents.
Tough to say.
I mean, but you don't know that for sure.
I don't. The other favorite was, I've mentioned before, the purse game, where we would tie fishing line to a purse and then sit in trees and leave the purse on the side of the road and wait for suckers to stop and try to get rich.
That's less redneck, though, and more little rascals.
That was fun. And man, some people, when you pulled that purse and it moved away from their hands, they'd laugh and go, ha ha, you got me. And then some people would come and try to climb the tree and you'd have to kick at their face to keep them from killing you. That's how it seemed. Stupid.
I know you said it was fishing line, but in my mind, it was still just really thick rope.
Like a baler twine? that wouldn't have worked. It needs to be.
Yeah, a toe
line.
Strap.
Man, we got my brother on it, and I bet he's still pissed because he was pretty mad that day. He threw my friend Sean right in the ditch.
Mm-hmm.
And that ditch was 12 feet deep.
I think there's a good chance your brother is still pissed over that.
Yes, that's specific. A friend built a wooden track and did electric belt sander races.
Oh, that's awesome. Hilarious. That's funny.
Turn them on, but unplugged, and then plug them all in at the same time and see who wins.
We have like the white trash, like our family, of course, you know, you got five kids running around, so it automatically makes you a little trashy.
Yeah.
Especially we lived at the end of a dirt road, but when we moved there, I realized there were younger kids up the street who were like the dangerous kind of white trash.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, you know, Steve over here lighting stuff on fire. Yeah. These kids wouldn't throw like apples or, you know, water balloons. They would find rocks or glass bottles and they'd throw them because we were riding four wheelers and dirt bikes. And then as, you know, I got older and had a car, man, I knew when these kids were out front, I'm like, what are they going to throw in my car now? They never go for windows, but they'd always just throw these bottles on the dirt road. They'd slide and spin. And I'm like, that's a glass bottle, dude. Right. I know you're like seven, but chill. What are you doing?
Right.
I'm not going to tell on you. Like, I'm the high schooler that lives like further down the dirt road. Like, we're all white trash here, but don't be dangerous. Like, dang, man.
Be safe trashy, not jerk trashy.
95 Jeep Grand Cherokee. I mean, I think I could run it over, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, what bad little kids.
Like 50 more recalls on it, but whatever. Mm-hmm. This one, on the day of my cousin's wedding, my cousin, who was the bride, her dad ran off with the groom's mother and abandoned my cousin's family of three kids and a wife. Jesus, on the wedding day, you couldn't give it a week? Alex from Michigan's Upper Peninsula. I was dating a girl, and she invited me to her family reunion. When we got there, I knew everyone. It was all my family. We were cousins.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy, would that be a sinking feeling.
Something.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is not good.
That's great.
I mean, maybe.
I hope you guys had sex before you found out.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You can't do it after.
Right? Yeah. Or maybe you could, but you weren't as turned on.
But you know you shouldn't.
More into it.
Yeah.
This one, not sure if you guys noticed, but Freebear asked everyone if they had a trash story. And then when it got to Kelly, said, "What's yours?"
Yeah.
I didn't notice that I did that. That
me
wasn't
either.
On purpose.
No.
Travis in Tennessee. Hi, Travis. What's your trashy story?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I'm in East Tennessee. You guys are familiar with Knoxville, so yep. Do you know the town of Cosby?
Yeah, I remember Cosby.
Cosby?
Yep.
All right. That's where my dad's family's from.
Okay.
And we got a trashy story for you.
Okay.
All right.
My dad, I'm 46. My dad just found out on his mother's deathbed some big secrets.
Okay.
Found out that my dad's two siblings were actually fathered by his grandfather.
Wait a minute.
So
your dad's
the grandfather-in-law?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Wait,
his
what?
Own grandfather. Here's what happened. When my grandparents got married, they were broke, destitute, had nowhere to go. They went to my great-grandfather
okay.
and said, "We need to live with you." He said, "Okay, on two conditions. One, you'll support the family business, moonshine." Okay.
Okay.
Two, we're going to sell out your wife to the community. They agreed. They agreed and became what they were in the community. And during that time, my great-grandfather impregnated my grandfather's wife.
He probably liked the moonshine, and, so he probably used all of the stuff they sold. I mean, if I owned a hardware store, I'd take on my own hammers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Good Lord.
So there's that, and there's more. We found out that my grandfather, who's my dad's dad, actually it was sterile. He is not the father of my dad. We have no idea where our lineage comes from now at my 46 years of age. I may or may not have my last name.
I would probably point the finger at that great-grandpa. That guy seemed like he liked banging around.
he was the one guy in the family we thought was okay.
Oh my God! That is.
Yeah, what if he's your dad?
Wow, he might. I mean, well, he'd be his
or, I mean,
dad's
your,
dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He might be your dad. I don't know. Maybe that
he
guy got everyone.
I mean,
pregnant.
Who knows?
Jeez. Travis,
thanks,
you, man.
Guys.
Appreciate
wow.
it.
Wow.
God, that's a crazy thing to find out on the deathbed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot to process all at
so
once.
So your brothers are also your uncles. You got an uncle brother.
I can't think about that stuff, man. It starts to make my eyes cross and my ears buzz. I can't do it.
You like get a little more twang in your accent.
Oh, yeah. Like when I have to start drawing maps of who's related to who, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's really, though, Cosby. That's the holler.
This person writes, "I don't think this is white trash, but you guys tell me if it is. My dad kept a blowgun next to the toilet so he could shoot squirrels and pigeons with darts out the window while he was pooping.
Oh, no, that's high class.
That's high class white trash.
Yeah, that's that's like Princeton kind of stuff.
Sounds like you got a view from your toilet. Now that is classy.
Yeah, it text. Sounds like you have wildlife nearby.
Appreciate the text, Jared Rockefeller.
My God. Jesus. Yeah.
We used to
shoot your last name of Windsor.
We used to shoot paintballs at ducks, and when salmon swam upstream, we'd beat them with bats.
That's just animal cruelty.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah, that's,
because the salmon were mostly unfazed. Well, I mean, except for the CTE and eggs flying out everywhere.
Yeah.
Mostly unfazed.
Yeah, what do you mean they were unfazed? Like, you they could still do math just as well?
All the little salmon friends were like, oh, God, Greg got smashed with that bat, and ever since he's been swimming in circles. It takes us forever to get where we're going.
The dumb salmon that got hit in the head is named the same as me?
Yeah, with two G's and everything.
Weird, right?
Yeah.
It adds up. This text, three words, Roman candle fights.
Oh, yeah. We used to do that. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, bottle rockets at the end of broken golf clubs. You use a golf club shaft.
Oh,
yeah.
You were a dangerous white trash kid.
Oh, yeah. Well... Yeah, I had plenty of white trash.
No, because he would do it at the country club.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I was a big-time member at the country club.
Had the scallops for dinner and then lit them bottles on fire and threw them at people.
We'd steal the bottle rockets from the illegals in the back. We'd trade them for green cards and marriages.
We weren't rich.
Yeah, that's what you say.
We didn't belong to a country club.
You owned the country club.
I worked at a country club.
Both my dad owned it.
And rich guys hit golf balls at me. That's pretty trashy.
Rich guys hitting golf balls at you is the opposite of trashy.
I was the trashy one on
bullies.
I was on the trashy end of rich people doing things.
You were the trashy target.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, big time.
I always got paid to run from bully millionaires.
In a swamp. I was in a swamp while we were doing that.
That doesn't sound like a very nice club.
Hey,
it wasn't.
Excuse you, sir. Stop hitting golf balls at me, would you?
There's some rare turtles and moths out here. You're going to endanger them. Stupid pinhead.
We showed them, though. We just steal their golf balls.
They weren't their balls. You don't use...
Oh, no, they would use... Some of those rich guys would use, like, really good balls of their own.
At the driving range?
Yeah. Yeah, we'd always be picking up...
You're making up things. They did not use their good balls.
Yes, they would. If they ran out of the bucket, they would just start using balls.
Just to hit you?
Oh, yeah, just to hit balls.
I'd pay $6 to hit that teenager with a 200-pound Adam's apple.
Yeah, we used to... That was one of the big things that we would do, me and my buddies, that we were all 12 and 13 years old. Picking up golf balls off the driving range, and we would put the ones with red stripes in the big garbage bucket, the garbage can, and then take it back and resort them. The ones that weren't, though, like Pinnacles and Titleists, we would hide them, and then we would sell them back to the golfers later.
You were selling them your death ammunition.
Wait. You've got like black market golf balls at 12 years old that you're dealing out to golfers?
Yeah, in our spare time, me and Todd Smalley and Jeff Shelton, we would go along the edge of the golf course and pick up all the errant balls too. And yeah, you would sell a bucket for X number of dollars and guys would buy them and use them because it was cheaper than brand new. But they were basically brand new balls.
We made a bomb so big that in the town that people started protesting and being angry at the quarry for blasting too much.
That's awesome.
If you lived near a quarry, you've got some trashy stories anyway. I mean.
And an alibi.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the quarry.
Amy in Wisconsin, what did you do that was trashy when you were a kid?
We were really terrible. We didn't realize the ramifications at the time, but we would get chored with taking the dog for a walk. And we walked along these old abandoned train tracks, and it would come upon an overpass. And we would stop, and we would throw rocks off of the overpass, we would hit cars with the rocks. At one time, we actually hit a police officer's cruiser with a rock and didn't realize it. Oh. And he stopped and walked up the
Shot
side
of one of your friends.
Oh, no, thank God. Walked up the side and kind of spooked us, and we took off on them, and it had just snowed. And he actually tracked our footprints right back to our door and rang our doorbell. And you would not believe the amount of trouble that we got into.
Oh, I would.
So, yeah, they're pretty trashy. yeah. Didn't realize it at the time that, you know, we could have probably killed somebody.
Yeah.
I'm talking, we were really young, nine.
That's the scary thing when you're young and doing dumb stuff like that, is you just don't get it. That's for sure. Right. Thank you, Amy.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.